This podcast is one in a series titled From the Soil with Solicito, hosted by Lifetime Senior Certified Landscape Professional Jim Solicito of Solicito Landscaping Nursery, Howlett Hill Road, Syracuse. These commentaries focus on landscape management practices that use only natural products and methods safe for the environment and that bring beauty to the landscape. And now, Jim Solicito.
When I was a student at Cornell back in the 70s, I was amazed that the research station not only allowed, but took measures to ensure some fruit droppings before it ripened on apple trees. I never really understood that nature produced more than the fruit could bear and still remain healthy, so by selectively removing some, the health of the tree would be maintained. There's about 100 apples in a bushel, more or less, so when you go picking or buying, kind of keep that thought in mind. I've yet to see refrigerator drawers as large as a bushel, and only by keeping fruit cool do you extend the shelf life. The difference between an edible apple and a crab apple is the size of the fruit. Larger than 1.5 inches are apples. Smaller are crab apples. So, if plants naturally thin themselves and you have a tree with a lot of fruit on the ground, this is probably a part of the natural process, whether they're apples or crab apples. Interestingly enough, apples weren't eaten until the latter part of the 19th century. They were squeezed and drunk. My own garden center sits where cowboy Jack Hallinan, who used to be called Farmer Jack Hallinan until he realized he was really not a very good farmer, he used to take in the neighbor's apples and make some of the best moonshine in the county. Apples grow very well here in central New York, hence crab apples really flourish. I want to talk about two interesting forms of crab apples that you might want to try, the multi-stem Sargenti and the Weeping Louisa. Both are interesting landscape plants with very different features, and both can add a lot of pop for not a lot of folding money. Having a clump form of any tree is neat and certainly more informal. I like that. Sargenti crabs not only get up to about 10 feet high maximum, they have a lovely red bud and a white flower. And those fruits they make are very small, red, and make for a great fall interest in an area where you want to block a view or provide some screening. The Weeping Louisa, on the other hand, get to be about the same size, maybe 10 feet, but they have pink buds and yellow fruit. Now, because they have that weeping or pendulous shape, or what people refer to as an umbrella, they work well on ground that has some slope or near the front entrance to add some winter interest in the cascading branches, which looks great against the white of snow. Both crab apples are great for Christmas lights. Now just take some clothespins, spray paint the clothespins green and red, and they'll hold the lights in a lovely shape for the entire winter. If you're looking to extend the look of your landscape, well, this is the fall to fall for some crab apples, the perfect addition to just about any planting. I'm Jim Solicito, reminding you to keep planting until something grows. It's good for you, and it's good for our planet.
From the Soil with Solicito is a production of WRVO Public Media. The entire series is available as podcasts at wrvo.org/Solicito. If you have a question for Jim about your home landscaping, visit Solicito.com and click on Contact or call 315-468-1142.